2 of Project Distinct, the podcast that shows you how to make your efforts stand out so you can move up. Discover what it takes to grow your business and yourself with best-selling author and member of the Sales and Marketing Hall of Fame and the Professional Speakers Hall of Fame, Scott McCain.
What if the worst part of your customer's experience is you asking the customer about the experience? It happens. It's true. Hey, it's Scott McCain on today's Project Distinct. We're going to talk about something we've briefly mentioned before. There's a recent article in Harvard Business Review I want to bring to your attention, and it's about how we communicate with our customers, or the lack thereof, particularly when it comes to getting their opinions about how we've performed our particular delivery of product or service experience. That's the topic. What if the surveys are the worst part of your customer experience? That's the topic of today's Project Distinct, brought to you by the Ultimate Business Summit. It is less than a month away. That's why you need to sign up now. Come join us in Vegas. Otherwise, you're going to have FOMO, fear of missing out. Larry Winget, Randy Pennington, and me answer your questions and help you become 10% better at whatever you do. Take a look at the videos at ultimatebusinesssummit.com. You'll hear from the real people that have attended the program. 90% of the folks that come once pay to come back again. There's got to be a reason why. And the reason is because you learn real strategies and specific tactics to make your business better. And when you check out, just use the coupon code SCOTT. It's my first name, Scott. It'll save you $100 off the admission to the Ultimate Business Summit. Once again, ultimatebusinesssummit.com. Hope to see you at the Luxor Hotel in Las Vegas on the Strip for our program. So on a previous edition of Project Distinct, I talked about the extraordinary challenge I had with the customer survey evaluation that I received many years ago from BMW. And I stumbled across this article on Harvard Business Review by Graham Kenney from earlier this year. And the title of the article is "Customer Surveys Are No Substitute for Actually Talking to Customers." And he could not be more accurate. He begins the article by saying, quote, "I'll never forget the questionnaire handed to me midway through a flight from Los Angeles to Sydney. It was massive. Page after page of detailed tick-the-box or circle-the-response questions. It seemed to me it would take the full 13-hour flight to complete. I started, but it was too much work, and I abandoned it halfway through. I thought to myself, does management really believe they get valid and reliable data from these surveys?" Unquote. You know, I think what's happened, as he mentions here in the article, is that in many cases we look for this data and we hope to have the accumulation of data that will then help us prepare our customer journey. And we have just this process that we think is going to lead us to a more engaged and more loyal customer. And you can't show me where that does. I haven't seen it. I research this every day, and I haven't seen the connection between having more data and a more precise journey that guarantees you're going to produce a more emotionally engaging connection with your customers. It's just not there. And what we have to do is to talk to customers directly. But as he says here in the article, quote, "Executives are often put off by the idea of interviewing customers individually, believing it involves many hours and massive expense. Instead..." Gosh, this is so true what he writes here. "Instead, they get together in a group and guess what the customer or any stakeholder wants with only the flimsy, half-hearted responses of customer surveys to guide them. It usually," and that's his term, "it usually results in the wrong answers and the wrong strategies." Gosh, we've heard that forever about computers, haven't we? Garbage in, garbage out. And so if our surveys are giving us garbage information, what's the likelihood we're making some garbage decisions about what our customers want and how they want to be treated? In other words, what we have to do is to talk to our customers. As crazy as that sounds, but I think every CEO ought to be picking up the phone and calling, what, a minimum of 2, probably 5 customers every week, just saying, how we doing? You don't think that the chairperson of GM or the CEO of the Chevrolet division would get a better handle on what's happening at their local dealerships if they picked up the phone and talked to 5 customers about what was your dealership experience? You don't think that Tim Cook would get a better feel of what's happening in Apple stores if he pick up the phone and call people that had just been to an Apple store? You only got to do 5. I mean, block out 30 minutes, for goodness sakes. I mean, that will give you greater information than the much of the data that you're receiving. In this article, he talks about setting up customer interviews, and they propose that they do 16 interviews, and the client thought 16 wasn't enough, but after only 12, the customers had identified what was happening with the business, and the other four of the 16 were just repetitive. In other words, what happened was this client had done the surveys and processed the data, but the result of the surveys was not borne out by the interviews that they did with customers. Customers explained they saw no special connection across the service range. Further, they pointed out that their offices made decisions locally rather than nationally from the head office. The expansion felt like a natural fit to managers, but it didn't to their clients. This company was in the process of being structured based on a false premise. He closes his article by saying this, quote, "When it comes to obtaining customer input, executives often think a multiple choice survey will be the most cost-effective option. They have their place, of course, such as if you want to know the percentage of people who liked or disliked something. But these instruments are shallow and derivative at best, and at their worst, they can be annoying and counterproductive. So don't let them become an excuse for not talking to the customer," unquote. Could not agree more. That's from Graham Kenny, Managing Director of Strategic Factors, a Sydney-based consultancy that specializes in strategic planning and performance measurement. That's a post from Harvard Business Review. You know, one of the things that I talked about in the book, Create Distinction, and also in my latest Iconic, was that, you know, never before in history have we had so many tools of communication at our disposal. Change happened so fast that many of us long for the good old days when mail, snail mail, as it's called now, and the telephone were primary tools of communication. While every organization has some degree of proficiency when it comes to communication, those that quickly adapt to the newest forms of communication are more competitive. So what's the important thing here? We've got to use narrative in communication. In other words, what we have to do is to understand and grow our ability to tell our organization's stories. But as this podcast wants to emphasize to you, and as the article in Harvard Business Review emphasizes, what we have to do is to listen to our customer story as well, to listen to what the experience was that they've had with our organization, and don't just placate that customer if they have a problem. Fix the process that created the negative story. As much as we want to tell our story to our customers, we also have to show that we're willing to listen to theirs. Well, that's today's Project Distinct. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks so much for the kind comments after the podcast I did a couple days ago on receiving such good comments about the podcast and what that meant to me. Some of you followed up with additional messages and notes, and I truly, truly appreciate that. Hey, thanks for joining us here on Project Distinct. I look forward to talking to you tomorrow on the next new edition of Project Distinct.
You've been listening to the podcast to help you create distinction so you can stand out and move up. Project Distinct with Scott McCain. To have Scott become your virtual coach and to discover more distinctive resources, check out DistinctionNation.com for free videos, posts, and more. To have Scott personally deliver his message at your next event, go to ScottMcCain.com. Please share today's message on social media and make sure to subscribe to Project Distinct on your favorite podcast app. We will see you tomorrow with another episode of Project Distinct.